Something about Mary traces to us.
My name is Teresa Burke, and I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in the United States. What Mary means to me is the ultimate supermom, the supermother. And as a mother of five children, I've come to rely and depend on her throughout my life. And she has inspired me in my vocation, which is the founder of Rachel's Vineyard Ministries and the founder of Grief to Grace Ministries. These are ministries that provide healing for those who have suffered the loss of a child through abortion and those who've suffered from sexual abuse. And we work with a lot of abuse victims in the Catholic Church. And what Mary has given to me, not only as a mother, but as someone with a vocation that's rooted in the Word and the ministry of Jesus Christ for healing, is the charisms of humility and a heart for service. Our Lady gave up everything, including her own son, so that redemption and healing could be bought to the world. And I find myself so deeply moved at her great fiat. And every difficult challenge I've ever endured in my life, I try to surrender over to the plan and the purpose of God, even though there are many times I don't understand what He's doing. Sometimes I think there's a better way to accomplish it, being a very practical person who likes to problem solve. But I've learned that the Lord's ways are so different than our ways, and that when He gives us crosses and sufferings and, you know, particular burdens to bear, that He always intends to bring good out of it. And I believe that Our Lady is the one who gives me the grace and the strength to kind of hold fast to that promise, because she had to rely on that right to the bitter end as she watched her son destroyed a child that she loved so much. I find her such a wonderful model for Rachel's Vineyard, bringing comfort and hope to those who've lost children to abortion, because she knows the pain that a mom suffers, or for women that suffer the loss of a child through miscarriage or stillbirth. And that was a wound that I had suffered a number of times. And, you know, even in the burden of just facing evil in the world, she was very aware of what her son was called to do. And it was prophesied to her by Simeon outside the temple that a sword would pierce her heart. So I think that whenever we have a tremendous suffering or an illness or a difficulty with a child or a difficulty with work or vocation or superiors or people in power, which is what life is all about, that we can really look to her as someone who knows the most intense, excruciating suffering and had to live her life from the beginning in her life with Jesus, knowing that a sword would pierce her heart and that was part of God's plan, and to continue on in steadfast perseverance and continue to love, even though everything inside you can be crushed in those times, and then to also share in the joy. So our Christian lives are marked with suffering and intense joy, and I'm somebody who wants to be alive and present to both those realities and not focused on one or the other, but sort of living halfway in the middle between heaven and sometimes hell. And I think Our Lady gives us a really beautiful model to do that. She gives that to me. And then her motherhood, which has touched my life in so many ways, because I always reach out to her, you know, when I'm struggling with anything. And I also watched her touch my husband at a really critical time in the growth of our ministries and inspire him to give his fiat to her. I remember a particular point in the growth of our ministry where he felt like he couldn't deal anymore with me traveling and whatnot. And he had a moment of his fiat where he said, "She doesn't belong to me anymore," meaning his wife. And he said, "Let it be done to us according to your word." And after my husband gave that fiat, Rachel's Vineyard grew. And I thought it was so interesting that the Lord respected, you know, wanted me to be obedient to my husband in the grand order of things, and that the Lord respected his need to say yes in order for things to continue to unfold. And that's how it is. Like, the Lord stands and waits and can be ready and willing to give us and trust us with more responsibility and more sometimes burden and joys, which is the cross. But He waits till we say yes. And Our Lady's just such a good model and example of that. So forever, I'm grateful to the Blessed Mother. I don't think I would be capable of much of anything if it wasn't for her model and some of the other great saints, St. Therese, Little Flower, and St. Teresa of Avila now, as I am a doctor also. I thought from going to a place of humility and peacefulness and quiet that sometimes we're called to be more brave and more courageous, and I see Our Lady as an example and a model for that as well. So she's special, and if you don't have a relationship with her, all you have to do is seek her, and she will point you always to her Son. She doesn't want glory for herself, but she wants to be a vehicle, because sometimes it's easier to go to a mom who understands all these things than sometimes a father figure that we perceive as someone with a lot of power. And I'm so glad that Jesus gave us the gift of His Mother and that she has a place of prominence and respect in our church. So thank you, Mom. I love you.